I'm reading a few introductory verses from Sri Vrindavan Mahimamrita by Purvananda Saraswati Thakur. Remembering the lotus feet of Sri Radha and Murali Manohar, surrendering myself at the dust from the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and after repeatedly offering my most respectful obeisance at the feet of the exalted devotees, who are like oceans of transcendental qualities, I happily prepare to offer my prayers unto the transcendental abode of Vrindavan. Even the Supreme Lord himself is incapable of crossing the ocean of the nectarian glories of Vrindavan. Therefore, who else is able to do so? This is my humble attempt to become glorious by merging into that ocean with great care and love. O Sri Vrindavan, please manifest to me your actual form, which is naturally wonderful, full of ecstasy, knowledge, and mystery. When the Upanishads fail to describe your transcendental characteristics and declare them, not this, not this, then what can be said about the topics of Vrindavan? Day and night I offer my humble prayers to the abode of Vrindavan, which is full of splendor, due to the transcendental pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, which is the topmost abode of the transcendental mellows of Sri Krishna's devotional service, which is enriched with the most relishable exalted rasa, and which even the supreme controller Shesha and the demigods are unable to fully glorify. Meditate on the abode of Vrindavan with intense love. Roll your entire body in the dust of Vrindavan. Offer your material body in the service of Vrindavan, and thus achieve firm love of God. Worship the beloved Lord of Sri Radha. Satisfy all the animate and inanimate living entities of Vrindavan. In this way, take shelter of Vrindavan with your body, mind, and speech. It does not matter to me if the Vedic literatures do not directly glorify Sri Vrindavan. What is the harm if the faulty logicians who are fallen into the pit of the scriptures do not respect Sri Vrindavan? It does not matter to me if the devotees of the Supreme Lord do not realize the glories of Vrindavan. Yet may my mind not divert an inch from Sri Vrindavan, even if my body is struck by thousands of thunderbolts. I meditate on that land in which birds like cuckoos sing sweet songs on the fifth note, the land where the enchanting sound of Krishna's flute satisfies the ears of its inhabitants, the land where the peacocks make sweet sounds and dance wildly on the branches of the trees, the land where the creepers in the trees are bending with fruits, the land where beautiful groves are situated, the land that is full of various kinds of birds, animals, lakes, rivers, and mountains. Gross matter, subtle matter, the causal ocean, the Brahman effulgence, Sri Vaikuntha Dwarka, the Lord's birthplace, Mathura or Gokula, the areas in Vrindavan where Krishna tends his cows, and the areas of the gopis' pastimes within Vrindavan are all progressively superior to each other. The most enchanting grove of Sri Radha is much more beautiful than this visible world. It is sanctified and exactly resembles the highest original mood of Shringaras, the conjugal mellow. Anything related to this abode of Radharani certainly bewilders everyone. At that place, Sri Radha and Krishna enjoy their eternal pastimes in the companies of the gopis by manifesting their eternal characteristics of love that bewilder Cupid, and by manifesting wonderful transcendental amorous pastimes. Alas, even when I am in danger, may I never see the faces of those fools who, due to their own misfortune, attribute faults on the supreme abode of Vrindavan. Are they not the object of everyone's ridicule? Even though the Upanishads have attained impersonal bliss by performing severe austerities and properly worshipping the Supreme Lord, they have become Krishna's cows in Braj and thus attained transcendental bliss. They eat the Vrindavan grass, which is full of transcendental rasas, and constantly relish the mellows of Sri Sri Radha Krishna's lotus feet. There's not a person who tells me that the animate and inanimate living entities of Vrindavan are full of faults, cut me into hundreds of pieces with a sharp weapon. A person who becomes slightly envious, even a blade of grass in the forest of Vrindavan, which is very dear to the Lord of everyone, will certainly go to hell. Who can protect such a person? Let my eyes become overwhelmed watching the beautiful nectarian waves of the forest of Vrindavan. Let my intelligence become merged in the nectarian ocean of the glories of Vrindavan, and let my body roll on the ground of Vrindavan, due to being absorbed in the current of spiritual bliss. Oh, may I always offer obeisances at the feet of all living entities who reside in Vrindavan. the place where dear friends of Krishna like Subal enjoy various sports, the place where pastimes are enjoyed by loving companions of Radha like Lalita, who are filled with the mellow of ecstatic love, and the place where Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, who are thirsty for enjoying conjugal mellows, engage in wonderful amorous pastimes day and night. Let that abode of Sri Vrindavan appear in my heart. This land of Vrindavan is a suitable place of residence, with its sufficient crystal clear reservoirs of water for drinking at pleasure, with its adequate tasty dry leaves under the trees for eating, and with its many sanctified warm caves. Therefore, alas, if I give it up, I would be extremely unfortunate. Until death, may I be given shelter by that abode of Vrindavan, which is the unique pure essence of the ocean of transcendental love, which is like an enchanting island within Sri Hari's ocean of love, and which is the reservoir of transcendental mellows relished by the best of the sages. I meditate on Sri Vrindavan, which, full of reservoirs of transcendental water like lakes, wells, and fountains, which is decorated with divine fruit and flower gardens, which is surrounded by unlimited wonderful trees and creepers, which is inhabited by innumerable divine animals, which is illuminated by the enchanting beauty of the land and forest, and which is decorated with countless divine lovely groves. Being filled with groves where Sri Radhika, Madan Mohan enjoy conjugal pastimes, decorated with unlimited trees and creepers, adorned with jewel-studded land, and filled with the sound of birds and beasts, is it not a fact that Sri Vrindavan forcefully kidnaps the heart of anyone? I eagerly desire to see Vrindavan, whose indescribable beauty defeats the beauty of millions of cupids, which is brightly illuminated by golden and bluish transcendental effulgence, and which is merged into the ocean of sweet divine conjugal pastimes. The minds of those who are extremely attached to material enjoyment, who due to renunciation are extremely intolerant even to look at material enjoyment, who are advanced on the path of mystic yoga, whose hearts are absorbed in the happiness of impersonal Brahman, and even the minds of those who are firmly fixed at the lotus feet of Govinda are bewildered by the transcendental qualities of Sri Vrindavan. Alas, even after considering the purport of the statements of the Upanishads for a long time, one cannot obtain a tinge of the transcendental sweetness. Yet simply by residing in Vrindavan, one can relish the ocean of that transcendental sweetness. May that Vrindavan become manifest to me. Even after tolerating hundreds of kicks, millions of rebukes, as well as patiently tolerating hunger, thirst, winter, and hundreds of other obstacles, when will I wander about Vrindavan as a helpless beggar while shedding tears of lamentation? Either today or tomorrow, this ugly body will be destroyed, and even as this body remains, all enjoyment will soon come to an end. Therefore, it is clearly understood that there is only a reflection of happiness in material objects. Therefore, endeavor to attain happiness in Vrindavan, which awards eternal bliss. What is the use of earthly kings? What is the use of powerful demigods? What is the use of liberated souls who are satisfied with incomparable opulence? And what is the use of those Vaishnavas whose only aim is to attain the spiritual abode of Vaikuntha? For if we have taken shelter of Sri Vrindavan without deviation. May that transcendental abode of Vrindavan, which easily awards pleasure to everyone, which is realized by some rare, exalted personalities, and which gives happiness to the living entities of the entire universe, become the maintainer of a blind person like me. May I develop pure love for that abode of Vrindavan, where under a kadamba tree on the bank of peaceful Jamuna, a divine bluish personality who resembles Cupid and who is dressed in yellow garments happily plays on his flute while gazing at the face of Sri Radha. I hope that these meditations on Vrindavan help you all pass your day in thoughts of Krishna and his wonderful transcendental abode.